Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio before the Red Sox home game tonight, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and Ford Trucks, official truck of the Red Sox. And we've been talking about the Mac Jones hype train. Is it going off the rails? All the expectations from Peter Schrager to RG3. Who's going to get the first ring among Mac's class of quarterbacks? Is Mac going to be able to make the year two jump, I should say? Here was our buddy Tommy Curran on Early Edition with Trenny on NBC Sports Boston. He had an opinion on what could actually be holding Mac back, and it's not on the offensive side of the ball.
We spend a lot of time talking about Mac and his arm strength off platform, whether he's going to get bigger. He's about the last of their concerns. The biggest change this team is going through is, first, the lack of a shutdown corner that they've had since 2012. So defensively, they're going to be worse on the back end than they have been in the past. They've also completely renovated the linebacker group.
How bad is the defense?
It's a bridge year defense more than anything else, because the Patriots are trying to figure out what they have, in my estimation, on the back end. Devin McCourty might be their best defensive player, along with Christian Barmore.
A bridge year defense.
Oh, feels like they're the way they were talking about the offense last year.
No,
it's real. It's real.
Hold on. Under Bill Belichick, now with a second year quarterback, and we'll get to this in a minute, but a group of wide receivers who at best are flat in their talent rankings. We have to now worry about a bridge year defense?
Yeah, it's real. Yeah, thank you, Bill. No, it's real. Just looking at the defense overall, so you look at it, so what Tom mentioned was like a complete overhaul of the linebacking core, okay, because you lose Van Noy, you lose three starters, like, you know, veteran guys that have won a lot of games and been significant role models for a lot of young players.
Well, you lose the lockdown corner, as he said. The closest thing that you had to that after you let Gilmore out was J.C. Jackson, which you can argue whether or not he is a shutdown corner, but he was
the closest thing they had.
A ball hawk, and yeah. your only elite talent, in my opinion, on the defensive side of the ball at the end of last year.
Just start at the second level. If you just start at the second level with the linebackers alone, and you're completely...
Really nice message from a fan.
What did he... Did he flip you off?
Yeah,
Okay, is the new thing, by the way... So we're broadcasting from Fenway, and the new thing is now people put something up on their phones and then put it up to the window.
It gives you a message.
Yesterday.
There he is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this one is spirited.
F the Red Sox, of course.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's it?
F the Red Sox.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a Rays fan.
You know, someone... Come on, be classy. You know,
we're live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios.
Yes, we are. So if you want to come hang out and just like look at us like we're like, you know, store mannequins, you can do that too. Just walk by.
Pull your shirt up.
Throw some food.
Stomach against the glass.
Yeah, Bego had a stalker last week.
Yeah, look, he's doing it right now. Thank you. We love it. That's a wonderful tan, sir.
That's a Florida tan.
Did the wife do it also?
All right, we're getting wild out here.
That's a Florida tan right there.
That is a Florida tan. So, all right, listen. So it's defense. So Tommy's worried about the defense. Forget about the offense. It's the defense that's going to be this anchor that's going to be slowing them down. I mean, as far as a bridge year, like, I feel like that was last year or the year before that. But this whole new linebacking core, bunch of new faces other than Bentley, bunch of new guys, free agents and young players who have either been hurt, who, you know, were on the practice squad and are finally going to get their taste. Their best position group on defense is what?
I would say safeties.
Yeah.
Has to be safeties,
They
right?
got the and, most and players, to, the most depth, and the most experience.
To Curran's point there, Devin McCourty. And then, I know that
Peppers, Duggar, Phillips.
Very high on Adrian Phillips.
Yeah, you should be. They're all, like, even Peppers. I would say Peppers is going to be Those guys, when people look at the linebacker core, they go, oh, that's a problem, that's a problem. I would say, well, these safeties are going to be playing a lot of linebacker. Phillips is going to be playing a lot of linebacker. Peppers will be forced to play inside the box. Duggar, I mean, obviously, like they got three hybrid-type guys that will be playing safety, slot corner, and linebacker, and weak side linebacker. Not front side linebacker, they're too small, but they'll be playing inside the box, having to take on guards, tackles, combo blocks. Yes. Get ready for it.
That scares me.
180 yards a game.
I know.
On the ground.
The corner thing is real, and the corner thing is a serious concern. And I don't know if your corner is going to be Jones, the Jack Jones, the new kid, the Panda Express Wonder. Like, I don't know if that's your new lockdown
the Panda
corner.
Express Wonder. Did
that's
you just
how
nickname
I
him? The poor guy trying to run away from his past. And Mego's giving him a nickname that literally tells you exactly what happened.
Trying to run away from the Panda Express.
We have a laptop nickname for Cam Newton.
That's right.
Laptop thief.
Yep. Which happened when he was like a freshman
in Florida. Yeah.
Florida. Come on, Mego. That's something I would do.
I'm just trying to give the context around because some people may not know who Jack Jones is. Say, oh, he was in the draft. Which Jones is he? They drafted like three different Jones kids. Oh, okay.
He's the Panda Express that went to two different schools, and I went to USC, went to Moore Park College, and then he went to Arizona State. He's a Herm Edwards guy.
And Bill Belichick never called Herm Edwards to talk about him or N'Keal Harry.
Again,
so,
I
very
still
comforting.
Think that is very odd to me. If I knew a former NFL player / NFL coach that I played against routinely, I would call him personally and say, will you vouch for this guy? And I would force him to say yes or no. I mean, because the coaches will not say yes just to make you happy because they have a reputation to uphold also.
They
if you give him bad information, he's got some issues now.
And what's weird is like college coaches will call the parents, the teachers, the principal to get every little nugget, and they're only investing, what, $80,000, $100,000 in a four-year college education. The NFL is putting $5, $6, $7 million into these guys and won't even talk to their head coach.
Do you think they went to the owner of the Panda Express and was like, can you tell us what happened?
Can we see the tape, please?
Exactly. Wow, I would like to see his lateral quickness. Well, I tell you what, that security guard could not catch him.
Now, did he still,
how much food did he run out of there with?
Was it orange chicken or was it the Kung Pao shrimp?
Yeah, they do have some specials now and then. How many egg rolls did he get?
How did he carry the cartons? Did he carry with a lot of security? Do you think this is a kid who could go to the other side of the ball, possibly?
Listen, I love Panda Express, and I actually walked out of there one time with maybe, like, they give you this bag. They give you the little boxes of food, and I think I tried to put too much food in one bag, and it literally split from the bottom, and all the food fell on the floor. It's a terrible experience for
that
me.
That was the whole story, Chris?
That was it.
I thought you were going to say that you walked out accidentally shoplifting.
No, that happened when I was a kid, though.
So the very generous reading of where the talent is on the defensive side of the ball, very generous in terms of if you're a Patriots fan, would be that they're trying to build up their secondary in a way that they play against really throw-heavy offenses, like a Josh Allen, maybe like a Tua with Tyreek Hill, who knows, within your own division, because that's where the league is moving to from the offensive side of the ball. I got to ask you about this. Mike Reese, love Mike Reese.
Mm-hmm.
I know you love
Are you going to rip Mike Reese?
No. This is something that he wrote recently.
Yeah, Mike doing Reese all right.
Thinks the Pats are the biggest threat to the Bills in the division. Biggest division threat to the Bills, it's the Patriots. This is from Mike Reese, ESPN reporter. As Belichick showed last season in an upset victory, he isn't afraid to go the unconventional route and keep the ball on the ground, which the Bills sometimes struggle to stop. Of course, it helped that there were 40-mile-per-hour winds gusts that day, too. That's from Reese from ESPN.
Yeah.
Is this perhaps a little too optimistic given the next two games that the Patriots play against the Bills last
week? Can we start with the first part? Because are the Patriots the biggest threats to the Bills in the division? Just to start with the divisions. You only have three choices, right? It's either the Dolphins, the Jets, or the Patriots. Who's the biggest threat
to them? I would
say
it's really two choices.
Well, but okay.
Yeah, between
but,
the Dolphins and the Pats. I still think I may give a slight edge to the Dolphins, which is crazy, I guess. But I feel that way with Tyreek there now.
Yeah, see, that's the other issue that I have with the Dolphins. Brand new coaching staff, first-time head coach. I don't care how many veteran assistants he has. He's never been a head coach. And he has basically – he's mentoring, tutoring, another quarterback who has to prove his worth. So I don't buy the Dolphins. I'm not buying the Dolphins. So I would agree with him with that assessment. I still think the Patriots are the biggest threat to the Bills. I think there's a huge gap there. I don't think it's close.
Okay, so how about this?
I don't think it's close. I think it's closer as, between two and three.
Can we choose an option as there is no threat in the division to the Bills?
Yeah,
there's
I'm good
no
with that.
Real threat in the division.
Yeah,
to the
and
Bills.
You can't give me. I feel like Mike was pretty lazy with this one. Real quick, he's like,
"Uh-oh,
you're gonna use the." Listen, he's maybe
that's
he was
not
on
very
vacation.
Nice. That's not fair.
Well, like the whole reason, like Bill is not afraid to be unconventional. Like it was like a crazy snowstorm.
It was a windstorm.
It was a windstorm, snowstorm.
There was no
wind
snow.
Was blowing everywhere. I felt like there was snow somewhere.
There was a threat
were there snow cones.
There was a threat of snow in the playoff game, which is why Josh Allen was.
Wait, there was no snow in that game?
No, Bart.
Why do I feel like there was snow in that?
It was really, really cold.
It was cold.
That's
like
when
snow.
Bart recommended the Viagra.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Viagra. The Viagra. Yeah. It was freezing. So that to me, that is not why because they're willing to go unconventional. They're more talented than you. Their quarterback is better than you. Their offense is better than you. Their coach, like, I'm not going to say he's better than you because, okay, you're
maybe
the best coach ever to do.
But his prime?
He's pretty damn good. Like, we ripped Sean McDermott after that first game for just being silly and – but he is not afraid to mix it up. And I think his team responds to it. They spent a lot of money. They have a lot of talent. And they came so close. There's got to be a sense of unfinished business for them.
Oh, absolutely.
Of how they lost. Right? If that's a theme, if we're getting T-shirts, like it's going to be unfinished business. We feel like we got screwed. And they put that on the back.
We're on a mission.
We're on a mission. Like, I do feel like that's part of their whole mantra this year.
So the Patriots finished 10-7, the Dolphins 9-8. At the end of the season, did you feel like the Patriots were a better team than the Miami Dolphins? The body of work said they were better, but at the end of the season, I personally would probably think the Dolphins were a better team. They beat you.
I feel like they ran out of gas as far as like, you know, what they're like.
The Patriots or the Dolphins?
No, the Patriots as far as just hiding their inefficiencies.
I
think their youth, their inexperience, like, you know, guys not delivering, you know, caught up to them. And I would feel like they masked it for a long period of time. And eventually, like, just, you know, coaches caught on to him. Like, you know, Brian Flores, good coach. He figured you out. He took advantage of you. Sean McDermott was not going to allow his team to lose you, like, twice. Not only that, he beat the crap out of you in the back-to-back games, showing that first game was a fluke. So I do think there's a lot for this team to prove. I just feel like it's going to be an uphill battle on both sides of the ball.
That is one major change with B-Flow out. I think that does help your case against the Dolphins a lot, even with Tyreek in. With Flores out, he absolutely had Belichick's number.
Think about it. So the Dolphins, I look at the Dolphins this way. They improved in every aspect other than coaching. They added as many weapons, they, you know, extended contracts, they got rid of bad guys, they included new guys, they got one of the best receivers in the NFL, and they got worse at the coaching ranks. Like, to me, it's just, I mean, I know they did what they had to do, but I feel like it's not going to help them.
I want to get back to Mac Jones in his year two upcoming. He's flexing all over Instagram to his girlfriend, Sophie Scott. Here's Jonathan in Brookline on Mac Jones' year two jump. Jonathan, you're on.
Hi guys, I love the show. So
thank you.
When I look at what's going to help Mac Jones make a big jump in year two, I look at the playbook that the Patriots are running. So all through college, Mac Jones' like thing was really RPOs. That's really how he had so much success in college. But last year, in Josh McDaniels' offense, Mac Jones only was 74 for 104, that's 71.2% on play action with a nearly 100 quarterback rating. But he only threw play action 104 times, which ranks 17th. The same for RPOs. He had a 108 quarterback rating, but he only threw for the 14th most attempts in the NFL. So clearly last year...
All right, what's the point, Jonathan? What's the point there? Good stats, but what's the point?
So if Mac Jones wants to make a big step, Matt Patricia and Joe Judge need to switch up the way that they're running their playbook. It's that simple.
Well, okay. First of all, it sounds like you have a cold.
Yeah. So, is that Ryan Garvin or Brian Barrett?
Chicken noodle soup. Maybe get some rest.
Listen, I sound great. Don't you worry about me.
Yeah, I don't know. Like the whole idea of them changing the offense and, you know, making it more efficient, maybe more Mac friendly. I mean, do we think that, was that offense Mac friendly? Was that a Mac friendly offense?
Last year's?
Yeah, was it Mac friendly?
I don't think it was, yes, it was, very, it was very much protecting him from mistakes.
Yeah, I thought so too.
It's like, that's why it was so great when they played the Jets, because it was to the let Mac cook crowd. It was like, okay, so you want this. Look at Zach Wilson. That's what you want? You want to see your quarterback do that? That would be fun for you. That would give you the stats that you like.
Do you think,
yeah, that's fun football, isn't it?
Mac Jones is a little brighter on the field than Zach Wilson is, though?
Yeah, but it's like they want a quarterback. It was so much of a, oh, let's see him chuck it down deep. Well you saw it against Buffalo.
If you are making, if there's this emphasis on speed and throwing the football down the field, and let's get stronger so we can make those throws 40, 50 yards down the field, and we're going to draft a guy that's one of the fastest in the league. We're going to get free agents. We're going to allow the guys that are on our roster to go down the field, and we're going to let them win. Like, that to me is ultimately going to be the difference. Like, the deep ball, like those those impact plays that you call it, anything over 25 yards down the field, how many of those can he complete? Are they just wasting reps? Are they just wasting reps because nobody can get open and, like, the receivers are, like, just not getting any separation?
So you bring up the receivers. I want to hit on this one more thing. Football Outsiders, they had this take on the Patriots wide receivers as one of the lowest-ranking groups. Would you put the wide receivers at the worst position group on the team? Here's Aaron Schatz and JP Acosta from Football Outsiders.
You sent your initial tiers to me. I was like, the Patriots seem more like a D to me. And then I did the little DYAR calculation thing. And of all the teams that you had in the C tier, guess which one was the highest?
Patriots?
The New England Patriots. And I don't think you can say it's because their quarterback lifted them there.
I think they're a lot like the Jaguars in terms of, like, they're a bunch of very good compliments without, like, the actual, like, okay, the way I'm going to describe it is, it's like if you get an air freshener for a car, but you don't have an engine. Like, yeah, it's cool to have, but you don't have to make it go.
I think they think Devontae Parker might be the engine, but I've never been a big Devontae Parker guy. I mean, I think in the end, C level is the right place for them.
Okay, so what they did is they broke this down in what they call it tiers. Okay, they're doing this for every single position group in the NFL. The number one receiver tight end group was the Cincinnati Bengals. Okay, that's the top, tippity top. And they're the only people up there. That's the only team up there. The second group, that would be the A group, would be San Francisco, Miami, Tampa, Denver, Vegas, L.A.,
I was gonna
and the
say,
Cardinals.
Where is L.A.?
Okay. The B group would be Buffalo, Minnesota, Seattle, Chargers, a couple other teams, Kansas City, and the Jets. And the C group, okay, this is a whack group. But
is who the Patriots are with, according to Football Outsiders.
Yes, okay. And I would say they're pretty spot on. I would say they have the Washington Commanders, the Dallas Cowboys, the Carolina Panthers, the New England Patriots, the New Orleans Saints, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Cleveland Browns. And then there's a list of other ones, right, that we don't need to get to. But the fact is that I would say, would that be middle of the pack or below middle of the pack?
That sounds below middle of the pack to me. I think you want to at least be in, like, the lower B, right, according to that.
Yeah, I feel like, well, the B, you got the every team in the Bs is realistically, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles may win their division. Kansas City, we know who they are. The Chargers, seeing them firsthand. Minnesota Vikings and then the Buffalo Bills. We've seen all those weapons. Like, no one's going to be as stacked like as the Cincinnati Bengals based on what they've done. And we know how many different playmakers the Dolphins have.
And you name the Vikings in that B-level tier, they have two receivers better than anyone on the Patriots, and Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson. And KJ Osborne's pretty damn good too. Like, that's a pretty far gap between the Patriots and a B-level receiving group.
Yeah, and that's why it feels like the receiving core, like the teams are not getting, like their skill position players are not getting any respect nationally. You sit there and go, oh, this guy was like, oh, they really feel like a D group, not a C group, but I want to put them in the D group based on how Mac Jones played. They're not getting any love. And if I was this whole receiving core, I would take all this information, I would stow it away somewhere.
Ooh, bulletin board.
And
material.
Use it for some sort
Ooh,
of motivation
boy,
at some point
material.
In time. Because this is, like, it's amazing. Like, look, they suck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.